way of stopping that thing. Genie! Oh, Roger, Ginny's locked in the moon safe. She's on her way to the moon.
You know, every time I see one of those things go up, I get a lump in my throat.
She was counting on us, Roger, and we let her down.
Look at that thing move.
Don't you understand? Ginny's gone.
No, she isn't. What a perfect blast off.
We let her down, Roger. She's going to be up there all alone. She's going to be helpless. What'd you say?
You know, the moon safe Genie was locked in?
Yeah?
Well, it wasn't loaded on the rocket.
What are you talking about? I saw it on the top.
You saw something else. No. Genie's right here in the safe. She's right here. I made a switch.
You're kidding! You're dead! Really? Where is she?
Well, she's in the final assembly room. What's going
on? Come on!
Ah, what a beautiful, beautiful...
Wait a minute! Relax. I know exactly where it is. Look, there's no problem. Oh, what are you doing over there? I told you there's no problem. I left it right over here.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, it was right here. The professor and Charlie were trying to get it open.
The professor and Charlie? You left Genie with them? They're safecrackers. They're professional criminals.
Yeah, but they're working for us. Why would they want to steal it?
Dirty crooks. That's what crooks do. They steal things.
Wait till they open it up and find Genie inside. Boy, they're in for a surprise.
That's not what I'm worried about.
What do you mean?
Well, if they try to force that safe open or even get the combination wrong, it'll explode.
What are we going to do?
Come on.
I think I got it figured out.
What do you mean you think? Come on, try it.
You heard what the major said. We turn the numbers to the right combination, we get what's in the safe.
Right.
We turn the numbers to the wrong combination and we get blown up. I'd give anything to know what's in there.
Oh, you know, it's probably some technical thing that ain't worth a nickel.
I have a feeling that whatever is in there is priceless.
Oh, but what good is it going to do us if it's in the safe and we can't get it open?
What good is it going to do us if it blows us to pieces? You know, one wrong number and pachow!
Professor, you mean you believe that,
pachow!
I ain't been to college, Professor, but even I know a con job when I hear one.
Uh-huh.
Come on, give me this thing.
Go ahead, you try it.
I will. Where you going?
I'll wait for you outside.
You wait right here, here. Here goes. One wrong number?
That's what the major said.
He was bluffing. Here goes.
Did you try it yet?
What?
Did you try it yet?
No. But I will. Professor.
What's the matter?
Tick-tock.
What do you mean, tick-tock?
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
Some way of finding those crooks.
Why don't we put an ad in a San Quentin Journal?
Hey, we go back to the pink horse. That's where we met him.
Now, how do we know they're there?
Because that's their hangout. And besides, it's the only thing I could think of.
Major Nelson, Major Healy.
Yes, sir.
You both must be terribly excited about the success of the moon shot.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been able to think of anything else, sir.
By tomorrow morning, we should have the first photos from the surface of the moon. I can't wait to see them.
Neither can we.
If you'll excuse me, sir, we have someone to meet.
Yeah, we have this deal locked up, and it's going to...
Major Nelson, your phone. Major...
Professor, we either open the safe or we don't, but this is crazy.
Please, Charlie, use your imagination. There's something very valuable in that safe, right?
Right.
Well, the major will pay plenty for it, whether it's open or not. If there's one thing... Shh, he's on here. Hello?
Hello?
Now, you listen to me. Keep your mouth shut. We have got your safe.
Safe? What safe?
Who is this?
The moon safe, chum.
You ever expect to see it again, you'll follow instructions implicitly.
No, you listen.
This is a government installation.
And trying this sort of joke around here can get you into a lot of trouble.
Look here. This is no joke. You do exactly what we say and follow instructions or we'll blow the safe up.
Fine. Blow it up. I hate practical jokers.
Go ahead, blow it up. Get it.
I don't know what this country's coming to. I mean, the government's not even willing to pay ransom for a valuable piece of property. That's why taxes are so high.
We've got a white elephant on our hands. We can't open the safe and nobody else wants it.
Professor, let's get rid of it.
Guess we've got no other choice, huh?
I tell you, this is enough to make a guy turn honest, you know what I mean?
Could you help us, please?
Yes, sir.
What'll it be, gents? We're here on official Air Force business. If you could give us some information. We're looking for a couple of guys named the Professor and Charlie. Do you happen to know where they live?
How should I know? You don't have to register here to get a drink.
Don't I know you guys?
Withholding information from a federal agency is a crime, you know. That's section 102, area code number 213,
zip code.
Okay. I don't know where they live. They just come in here every once in a while, that's all.
Should we take him in, or do you think he's telling the truth?
I think he's telling the truth.
All right, we'll wait over here. Come on, Rog.
You're gonna wait till they come in?
That's right. Two black coffees.
They might not be in for days.
I'll make that four black coffees.
Yeah, but...
$10.
$10 for a valuable piece of property like this one. Look how heavy it is. Look.
What am I going to do with a safe that doesn't even open?
Well, you could use it for paperweight. Yeah, paperweight.
Nothing but scrap. $10.
All right, we'll take it.
What? Take it? You give it. It's going to cost me that to have it hauled away.
For heaven's sakes.
Good morning, NASA. Just a moment, please.
Get me General Ashley in Honolulu, would you, Miss Temple? I'll take it in my office.
Good morning, NASA. A moon safe?
I beg your pardon. What did you say?
Just a moment, please. There's someone calling about a moon safe?
Oh, I warned them. Plug me in. I'll take it.
On four, sir.
This is Dr. Bellows.
I've got an article here that's marked moon safe.
Property of NASA. Stenciled on it.
Do you want it back or shall I scrap it?
I don't think this is funny.
Well, neither do I.
It's taking up a lot of room.
Miss, it isn't possible that you... Hold on a moment, will you? Get me Captain Stewart.
Captain Stewart, Dr. Bellows. On six, sir.
Hello. Captain Stewart, this is Dr. Bellows. Listen, you saw the moon safe being loaded on the rocket, didn't you? Uh-huh. I did, too. No, there's nothing wrong. It's, I'm just double-checking. Well, thank you. Goodbye. Hello, miss?
About that safe.
Scrap it.
Get me General Ashley.
Well, it's the crusher for you.
Want another cup of coffee, Raj?
No, I'm half Brazilian now.
Hey, waiter. Here. They're here.
Let's get them.
No, play it cool. I don't want him to make a run for it.
Yeah, play it cool.
Better get out of here. You're hot.
The fuzz.
More like two escapees from a nut house. Over there in the corner.
Yeah, come on, we can make it out the back. Come on.
Hold it. I think I see a chance for us to turn a profit. Come along, Sean.
They're coming over, Tony.
I remember playing cool.
Yeah, play cool.
Well, gentlemen, how very nice to see you again. I'm sorry we missed connections earlier.
Yeah. All right, where is it?
Oh, we gave it to...
We gave it to somebody for safekeeping. How much is it worth to you?
Well, it's worth just about...
You know what the penalty is for stealing government property?
Uh-huh. About the same as the penalty for someone who's an accomplice to someone who steals government property.
Now, wait a minute. Look, didn't ask you to steal it. We just asked you to open it.
Forget it, Roger. Look, I'll give you everything I got.
Oh, now you're talking. How much is that?
I got 15 here.
Take it, Professor. Take it. That's 5 clear profit.
That's another 5.
That's 20.
Are you trying to insult us? The price is 20,000.
Now, here's another 5. That's 25.
That's 25.
Fine. 25,000.
25,000.
25,000? I don't have that kind of money.
All right, very sorry. We cannot do business, I'm afraid.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Professor. Look, Professor, take the money. Take the money.
No, good thinking. You know, I'm not very hard to do business with. Okay, $25.
Oh, hi, Professor. Charlie.
Annie, I would like to talk to you.
Now, if it's about that safe, forget it. I've already sent it to Harry's scrapyard.
Harry's scrapyard?
Safe in here? A safe about this big?
Yeah. We just put it on the belt.
What belt?
Over there. It goes into the crusher.
The crusher? The Genie!
Genie?
Yo, that's a code name for the safe. You've got to stop that belt.
Well, you can't from here. The switch is on the crusher.
Oh, the crusher. Genie! Oh. Thank you.
aren't yet. It's got to be here someplace.
Sorry, fellas, you're too late. Already gone through.
Gone through what?
Through the crusher. Would have come out the other side. You want to take a look?
No.
That'll probably look about, oh, like a sardine can. I went put an automobile through there. Come out, oh, size of a cigar box. Fine, I've even seen him take a... What's the matter with him?
Gone. I'll never see her again, Raj.
You remember how she used a knock on her bottle to get you to take the cork off?
And that pretty pink smoke would come out.
Yeah, and she'd be just smiling and happy.
And she'd say, "How can I serve you, master?"
And you'd say, "By getting back in the bottle and staying there."
She was good, Rog.
Yeah.
I didn't deserve her.
Oh, no, you were rotten. You were rotten.
You want another one?
Maybe I will have one more.
Space Agency? No, this is Harry's scrapyard. Listen, a couple of your officers were over here yesterday asking about a safe.
Just a moment, please. Dr. Bellows, it's someone about the safe again. Will you take it, sir? Your party's on the line, sir.
Good morning, Sue.
Morning, Major Healy.
Oh, thank you. I hope this coffee is good and black this morning. I could really use it.
Good morning, NASA.
I'm warning you, mister. If we get one more prank phone call about that safe, I'll have our security police, the CIA, and the FBI on your neck so fast. You won't know what hit you. Now, you said you were going to scrap it. Well, scrap it!
Well, that's our government. Yesterday it was valuable. Today it's obsolete.
Come in.
Morning, sir. Here are the impact photos, sir.
Oh, good. Let me see them.
Perfect landing. There's only one peculiar thing.
Yeah, what's that?
We can't find the moon safe.
What do you mean you can't find it? Probably buried in a dust drift.
No, sir. It's not there.
Miss Temple, the man who called about that safe. Did he say where he was?
Yes, sir. Harry's scrapyard.
What did you say?
Harry's scrapyard.
Harry's scrapyard?
Shh. Yes, sir.
This is most urgent, Miss Temple. Find a number and call him back. Tell him not to touch that safe until I get there. Oh, excuse me. Oh, Stewart, don't let those photos out of your sight.
Yes, sir. Sue, what about Harry's scrapyard?
I don't know. He wants me to call them.
Who wants you to call them?
Well, Dr. Bellows.
Dr. Bellows.
Miss Temple, did you get it?
I'm looking it up.
Well, Dr. Bellows, what about Harry's scrapyard?
You won't believe this, Major Healy. You won't believe it. But the moon safe, our moon safe, is at some place called Harry's scrapyard. I got to get there before they crush it.
Oh,
Major Healy, that safe is supposed to be on the moon. I see no reason to celebrate.
Keep trying, Miss Temple. Keep trying, Miss Temple. Oh, wait for me. Wait for me. Colonel, Dr. Bellows.
I can even hear a voice.
Help!
Jeannie? Jeannie, is that you?
Master?
Where are you?
I'm in the safe.
Huh? In the safe? Where? Oh, you're in here. I can't believe it. You mean you weren't crushed? You're not as big as a little cigar box?
Oh, Master, please get me out of here.
And don't you worry. Don't you worry. I will.
And make it soon, please.
Are you certain that safe is all right?
Yeah, sure. Your girl called me just in time. It's right over there.
Hey, Jeannie, I never knew how much you meant to me until this happened. I'm never going to let you out of my sight again. Look, I brought you some flowers. As soon as I get you out of here, I'm going to take you out to dinner. I'm going to buy you the best candlelight dinner.
A candlelight dinner?
Well, I can explain, sir.
Explain? Being in love with the safe? They haven't even got a name for that one.
All right, Major. Are you sure you understand why I'm leaving the safe in your office?
Yes, sir, because I ask you to.
And why did I agree?
Because you want me to realize that the safe is an inanimate object, and it's silly for me to think I'm in love with it.
Excellent. I think we're making progress. Now, just keep repeating to yourself, it's just a safe. It's just a safe.
It's just a safe. Just a safe.
Master?
Shh! Major. No backsliding.
It's just a safe. Just a safe.
Jeannie, you've got to be more careful.
Well, I'm sorry, Master. It's just that I hate it in here. When are you going to get me out?
Any second now. I just sent Roger to find a Mr. Charles Freeze.
Who is Mr. Charles Freeze?
Well, he's the guy who invented this thing. He's going to open it for us.
Oh, Master, you are brilliant.
Thanks, Jeannie.
He's here, Tony. This is Mr. Charles Freeze.
Oh, boy, glad to see you.
Yeah. There it is. Beautiful. She's my masterpiece.
Well, I wonder if you could open it up. We'd like to take a look inside.
What classic lines. What artistry of design.
Well, if anybody can open this, you can. Is that right?
That's right, Major. And I can't.
What?
Gentlemen, when Charles Freeze designs a safe to stay locked, it stays locked.
Well, somebody's got to be able to open it.
Of course, if you have the combination, you can open it.
Well, who has it?
The President.
The President?
Of the United States.
Well, of the United States? Jeannie! Jeannie!